Would our guests in the galleries and everyone on the Senate chamber floor please rise for a prayer by Reverend Gawk, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
From the 118th Psalm we read, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever." Dear Lord, as we finish up our work here and drive home to loved ones, though the weather isn't what we would prefer, let us drive safely and cautiously and have an appreciation for the rain that waters our grounds and helps prepare the land for the time of planting in just a few short weeks. May we give thanks for all that comes from your gracious hand and help us be good stewards of all your gifts to us. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with freedom and liberty for all. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Sirpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibla, Luchtemeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from Cole is here. A quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 16th day, Tuesday, February 6, 2019. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment.
Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
The senator, you've heard the motion from the senator from Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The senator from Boone County renews his motion that the reading of the journal be waived and approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The reading is waived and it is approved of the journal. Introduction of guests. Senator from the 24th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, to your right and my left, two smart young women who have been here since we opened session on January 9th are interns in my office, and you guys need to stand up. They have been doing amazing work. We have such a great office. Kaylee Burrows is a communications intern in my office. She's a junior at Truman State, and she's studying communications and political science. Kaylee, will you wave? The other Kaylee, spelled differently, Kaylee Sharp, is a policy intern for me. She is a senior at Missouri Western State University studying political science. We are all so delighted to have you here working with us and helping people in our district and around the state. So would you please join me in welcoming our interns?
Let's welcome the interns from the 24th District to the Senate chamber. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from Berry County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Send your two bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the Senator from Barry's first bill.
Senate Bill number 357, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to the practice of pharmacy.
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 358, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to the Health Professional Student Loan Repayment Program.
Mr. President, this deals with healthcare shortage areas for psychiatrists on the Student Loan Repayment Program.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills, the Senator from the 23rd District.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
Thank you, Mr. President. No explanation required.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the Senator from St. Charles County's bills.
Senate Bill number 359, introduced by Senator Igel, an act relating to vehicle safety inspections.
Introduction of bills, the Senator from Dallas.
I have a bill. No explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 360, introduced by Senator Crawford, an act relating to foster parents.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Green is not very audible. Senator from Callaway County, first audible response.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills and no explanation is necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill from the Kingdom of Callaway's Senator.
Senate Bill number 361, introduced by Senator Riddle, an act relating to the protection of children from sex trafficking.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 362, offered by Senator Riddle, an act relating to in-home services.
Madam Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 363, introduced by Senator Riddle, an act relating to background checks.
Introduction of bills, Senator from the 14th District. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 364, introduced by Senator Williams, an act relating to a tax deduction for the hiring of certain employees.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill? Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. The senator from Johnson County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I happen to be quicker on my feet today than the senator from Green. I have two bills.
Please send your two bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 365, introduced by Senator Hoskins, an act relating to elementary and secondary education.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
No explanation necessary, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 366, introduced by Senator Hoskins, an act relating to tax credits for qualified film projects.
Senator from Johnson, would you care to explain this bill?
No, necessary, Mr. President. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 20th District, please send your bill forward. Thank you, Senator. If we could have a little bit of order in the chamber so that the secretary can read the important legislation sent forward by the senator from the 20th district. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 367, introduced by Senator Burleson. An act relating to additional protections to the right to bear arms.
Introduction of bills. The senator from Greene County is on his feet. Please send your bill forward.
No explanation at this time, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 368, introduced by Senator Huff, an act relating to vehicle dealer license plates.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you inquire of the secretary if there are messages from the governor? If so, I ask that they please be read.
There are messages from the governor. Madam Secretary, please read those messages.
To the Senate, I hereby withdraw from your consideration the following appointment. Nicole E. Wood, Republican, 583 East Capri Drive, Bon Terre, St. Francis County, Missouri, 63628, as a member of the Conservation Commission for a term ending June 30, 2023, and until her successor is duly appointed and qualified, Vice Nicole E. Wood, withdrawn. Respectfully submitted, Michael L. Parson, Governor.
Senator from Franklin County.
Mr. President, a copy of the gubernatorial appointment withdrawal letter has been distributed on the desks, and I move the appointment be returned to the governor per his request.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Franklin County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator from Franklin, you're recognized to close.
I renew my motion.
Senator from Franklin renews his motion on the withdrawal candidate. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The withdrawal shall be returned. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be reports of standing committees. Senator from Franklin County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a committee report from your committee on gubernatorial appointments. A list of the appointments have been distributed on the desk. I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
Please send your report forward. Hearing no objection, a waiver of the reading shall be granted. Would you like to make a motion on your...
Yes, I would. Thank you, Mr. President. I request unanimous consent of the Senate to vote on the reports in one motion.
Hearing no objection, shall be voted on in one motion. Would you like to make a motion to approve the report, Senator?
Yes, I would, Mr. President. Thank you. I move the committee reports be adopted and the Senate give its advice and consent to the appointments.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Franklin. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
Senator from Franklin renews his motion to approve the gubernatorial appointments report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The report in motion has been carried. We are on the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Senator from Barton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Government Reform has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Government Reform, to which was referred Senate Bill 49, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Government Reform, to which was referred Senate Bill 7, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Emery, Chairman.
Senator from Butler.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation Infrastructure and Public Safety, to which was referred Senate Bill 89, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation Infrastructure and Public Safety, to which was referred Senate Bill 39, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Libela, Chairman.
Senator from Barry.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your Committee on Seniors, Families, and Children has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Seniors, Families, and Children, to which was referred Senate Bill 4, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Sater, Chairman.
Senator from Cape Girardeau.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, to which was referred Senate Bill 131, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully submitted, Senator Wallingford, Chairman.
Senior Senator from St. Charles.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your hardworking Committee on Health and Pensions has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Health and Pensions, to which was referred Senate Bill 6, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Onder, Chairman.
Senator from Jefferson.
Mr. President, your Committee on Insurance and Banking has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Insurance and Banking, to which was referred Senate Bill 103, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Insurance and Banking, to which was referred Senate Bill 54, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully submitted, Senator Whelan, Chairman.
Senator from the 15th.
Your Committee on Ways and Means has a report.
Send that report forward, please. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means, to which was referred Senate Bill 160, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Koenig, Chairman.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Concurrent Resolution 6, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the concurrent resolution do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Concurrent Resolution 10, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the concurrent resolution do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Concurrent Resolution 5, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the concurrent resolution do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Bill Number 20, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Respectfully submitted, Senator Rowden, Chairman.
Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Small Business and Industry has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Small Business and Industry, to which was referred Senate Bill 44, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Small Business and Industry, to which was referred Senate Bill 38, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Hoskins, Chairman.
Senator from the 8th. Senator from the 8th, do you have a report?
Thank you for your patience, Mr. President. Your Committee on Economic Development has two reports.
Please send the report forward.
Mr. President, your Committee on Economic Development, to which was referred Senate Bill 28, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Economic Development, to which was referred Senate Bill 56, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Searpoy, Chairman.
Senator from Dallas.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Local Government and Elections has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Local Government and Elections, to which was referred Senate Bill 21, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Crawford, Chairman.
Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of Senate bills for third reading consent calendar.
Hearing no objection, the order of business shall be Senate bills for third reading, consent calendar. Senate Bill 17, the senator from St. Genevieve.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 17 be brought before the body for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the senator from St. Genevieve. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? All those in favor of the motion from St. Genevieve signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution, the Senate bill, is before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Bill 17 be third read and finally passed.
Thank you, Senator. Would you care to explain that motion?
Yes, Mr. President.
Senate bill.
Thank you very much. Senate Bill 17 is a fix to Senate Bill 892 of last year. Senate Bill 892 last year dealt with the employment of retired teachers and their ability to participate in the retirement programs. This bill allows for retired teachers to teach at community college, which they've always been able to do in the past. But with the passage of 892, it put a burden on the retirement system, requiring the community colleges to pay into the system. It's costing community colleges around $400,000 a year. This is something that was not done prior to this. So this is a fix to identify community colleges being exempt from the program and be able to for retired teachers to participate as adjunct professors at community colleges. And with that, we do have an emergency clause on the bill because of the necessity of saving the colleges some funds. With that, Mr. President, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Senator. The Senator from St. Genevieve has moved that Senate Bill number 17 be read for a third time and finally passed. And as the sponsor pointed out, there is an emergency clause on this bill. Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 1st District.
Require the senator from the 3rd.
Senator from the 30th.
Third. St. Genevieve.
Thank you. From St. Genevieve. Do you yield to an inquiry?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
All right. Thank you, Mr. President. So I don't serve on the committee that heard this, and forgive me. Was there any testimony against the bill in committee?
No, actually, all the stakeholders involved with this, whether it's the community colleges, any teacher organizations, or the PSRS themselves, all the stakeholders were involved with this, agreed that this was a fix that needed to take place because it was an inadvertent oversight.
So this is, in essence, carving out community colleges?
Identifying, I would prefer to say yes.
Fair enough. Well, I appreciate your answering both of my questions, Senator. Thank you.
Further discussion. Senator from Barton County.
Thank you, Mr. President. May I inquire the senator from the 3rd?
Senator from the 3rd, do you yield to an inquiry?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. I was looking at this last night, and I was trying to figure out just exactly. So this is the fix that we all panicked about last year and said, oh, oops, we didn't mean to do that.
Correct. That's exactly right.
And you said it had a $400,000 impact last year?
It's on an annual basis, this will have a $400,000 impact to the community colleges if it's not fixed. So just to give a number, since this passed, I think it went into effect August, so it's not incurred that much expense at this point, but if we don't fix it, it will be on average $400,000 per year.
And I guess the thing that kind of pricked my thinking a little bit was, how did we get this consent if it has a $400,000 impact?
It's a savings. The $400,000 savings to the institutions.
So it has to be a $400,000, it has to be a $100,000 increase, not just a $100,000 impact to disqualify. It has to be over $100,000 increase rather than a $100,000 impact in order to disqualify it as consent.
If it's a positive effect to the
it
body,
or
in essence, then it does not fall under the consent restrictions.
Okay, so you've already checked that out.
Correct.
Okay, thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion on the motion from the Senator from St. Genevieve. Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from St. Genevieve County renews his motion that Senate Bill number 17 be read for a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senate Bill number 17, an act relating to the public school retirement system of Missouri with an emergency clause. Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Serapoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins. Huff. Koenig. Leibla. Lueckemeyer. May. Nasheed. O'Loughlin. Onder. Riddle. Rizzo. Romine. Rowden. Sater. Schatz. Shoup. Sifton. Wallingford. Walsh. White. Whelan. Williams.
Senator from Phelps County votes aye. It's getting a little loud in the chamber. Could we take our conversations outside? I'm not calling out the appropriations chairman with the duck tie on, Senator from Johnson, but thanks for pointing him out. By your vote of 33 aye and 0 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the tiling of perfection modes. We're not going to go there. Senator, you're recognized to close in the emergency clause.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for the adoption of the emergency clause.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll on the emergency clause.
Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibla, Lueckemeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
By your vote of 33 aye and 0 no, the emergency clause has been adopted. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the tiling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you inquire of the Secretary if there are messages from the House? And if so, I ask that they be read.
There are messages from the House. Madam Secretary, please read those messages.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 67, entitled An Act Relating to Municipal Courts, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested, respectfully submitted. Dana Rodeman Miller, Chief Clerk.
I'll replace that page. That's, I know now. Senator from Boone County. Oh, Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Please refer Senate Bill 20 to the Committee on Fiscal Oversight. And also, please refer Senate Remonstrance Number 1 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics.
The bill and remonstrance will be so referred. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements, and I ask that you recognize me for an announcement.
After this.
Hearing no objection, the order of business shall be announcements. Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, we are getting ready to do a number of second reads. You are welcome to stay and listen to the pro tem just talk. Otherwise, you are free to go. There will be no further substantive business. Thank you, Mr. President.
Announcements. Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of Senate bills.
Hearing no objection. The order of business shall be second reading of Senate bills. I would remind our colleagues that to hear the President pro tem and the reader, we would still like there to be order in the chamber. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 221.
Senate Bill 221, an act relating to elections.
Local government and elections. Senate Bill 222.
Senate Bill 222, an act relating to wagering on sport events on excursion gambling boats.
Economic Development. Senate Bill 223.
Senate Bill 223, an act relating to the offense of murder in the second degree.
Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence. Senate Bill 224.
Senate Bill 224, an act relating to making certain rules relating to discovery more consistent with the federal rules of civil procedure.
Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence. Senate Bill 225.
Senate Bill 225, an act relating to property regulations in certain cities and counties.
Progress and Development. Senate Bill 226.
Senate Bill 226, an act relating to association health care plans.
Health and Pensions. Senate Bill 227.
Senate Bill 227, an act relating to employer policies on drug use.
Small Business and Industry. Senate Bill 228.
Senate Bill 228, an act relating to methods of service of notice under employment security laws.
Small Business and Industry. Senate Bill 229.
Senate Bill 229, an act relating to health insurance reimbursement for athletic trainers.
Insurance and Banking. Senate Bill 230.
Senate Bill 230, an act relating to venue in guardianship and conservatorship proceedings.
Seniors, Families, and Children. Senate Bill 231.
Senate Bill 231, an act relating to motor vehicle franchise practices.
Small Business and Industry. Senate Bill 232.
Senate Bill 232, an act relating to the Ticket to Work Health Assurance Program.
Seniors, Families, and Children. Senate Bill 233.
Senate Bill 233, an act relating to sheltered workshops.
Seniors, Families, and Children. Senate Bill 234.
Senate Bill 234, an act relating to commercial driver's licenses.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. Senate Bill 235.
Senate Bill 235, an act relating to hearing aids.
Health and Pensions. Senate Bill 236.
Senate Bill 236, an act relating to body cavity searches.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence. Senate Bill 237.
Senate Bill 237, an act relating to post-conviction treatment programs.
Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence. Senate Bill 238.
Senate Bill 238, an act relating to eligibility for unemployment benefits.
Small Business and Industry. Senate Bill 239.
Senate Bill 239, an act relating to the exemption of political subdivisions for any requirement regarding prevailing hourly rates of wages on public works projects.
Local Government and Elections. Senate Bill 240.
Senate Bill 240, an act relating to labor organizations.
General Laws. Senate Bill 241.
Senate Bill 241, an act relating to certain convention and sports complex funds.
Economic Development. Senate Bill 242.
Senate Bill 242, an act relating to special license plates.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety. Senate Bill 243.
Senate Bill 243, an act relating to the hold orders for personal property received by pawnbrokers.
General Laws. Senate Bill 244.
Senate Bill 244, an act relating to registration as a sex offender for certain offenses.
Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence. Senate Bill 245.
Senate Bill 245, an act relating to lead testing in certain elementary school buildings.
Education. Senate Bill 246.
Senate Bill 246, an act relating to insurance written in connection with credit transactions.
Insurance and Banking. Senate Bill 247.
Senate Bill 247, an act relating to athletic trainers.
Professional Registration. Senate Bill 248.
Senate Bill 248, an act relating to workers' compensation.
Government Reform. Senate Bill 249.
Senate Bill 249, an act relating to alternative services for disabilities.
General Laws. Senate Bill 250.
Senate Bill 250, an act relating to the publication of electronic notice of the sale of real property.
General Laws. Senate Bill 251.
Senate Bill 251, an act relating to professional registration.
Professional Registration. Senate Bill 252.
Senate Bill 252, an act relating to insurance litigation.
Insurance and Banking. Senate Bill 253.
Senate Bill 253, an act relating to the Board of Pharmacy Compliance Agreements.
Seniors, Families, and Children. Senate Bill 254.
Senate Bill 254, an act relating to accidents occurring in work or emergency zones.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety. Senate Bill 255.
Senate Bill 255, an act relating to historic buildings.
Economic Development, Senate Bill 256.
Senate Bill 256, an act relating to the petition process for amending the law.
Local Government and Elections, Senate Bill 257.
Senate Bill 257, an act relating to authorizing the Commissioner of Administration to conduct reverse auctions.
Government Reform, Senate Bill 258.
Senate Bill 258, an act relating to professional registration.
Professional registration. Senate Bill 259.
Senate Bill 259, an act relating to due process proceedings at institutions of higher education.
Education. Senate Bill 260.
Senate Bill 260, an act relating to income taxes.
Ways and Means. Senate Bill 261.
Senate Bill 261, an act relating to the use of medical marijuana by applicants and recipients of temporary assistance for needy families.
Seniors, Families, and Children. Senate Bill 262.
Senate Bill 262, an act relating to electronic prescriptions.
Seniors, Families, and Children. Senate Bill 263.
Senate Bill 263, an act relating to postpartum depression screening.
Health and Pensions. Senate Bill 264.
Senate Bill 264, an act relating to the State Council on the Arts.
Professional Registration. Senate Bill 265.
Senate Bill 265, an act relating to student curators.
Education. Senate Bill 266.
Senate Bill 266, an act relating to purchasing processes for innovative technology by the Office of Administration.
Government Reform, Senate Bill 267.
Senate Bill 267, an act relating to direct payment of health care providers.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 268.
Senate Bill 268, an act relating to the means by which public notice is required to be published.
General Laws, Senate Bill 269.
Senate Bill 269, an act relating to low-income housing tax credits.
General Laws, Senate Bill 270.
Senate Bill 270, an act relating to court costs.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 271.
Senate Bill 271, an act relating to charter schools.
Government Reform, Senate Bill 272.
Senate Bill 272, an act relating to reimbursement for special education.
Education, Senate Bill 273.
Senate Bill 273, an act relating to video service providers.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, Senate Bill 274.
Senate Bill 274, an act relating to Board of Pharmacy Pilot Programs.
Seniors, Families, and Children, Senate Bill 275.
Senate Bill 275, an act relating to prescribing authority of dentists.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 276.
Senate Bill 276, an act relating to civil actions to recover damages for unlawful merchandising practices.
Government Reform, Senate Bill 277.
Senate Bill 277, an act relating to child support enforcement.
Seniors, Families, and Children, Senate Bill 278.
Senate Bill 278, an act relating to public water fluoridation.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, Senate Bill 279.
Senate Bill 279, an act relating to abortion.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 280.
Senate Bill 280, an act relating to certain collaborative practice agreements.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 281.
Senate Bill 281, an act relating to occupational disease diagnosed in first responders.
Insurance and Banking. Senate Bill 282.
Senate Bill 282, an act relating to the disposition of human remains.
General Laws, Senate Bill 283.
Senate Bill 283, an act relating to higher education financial aid for families of military members.
Veterans and Military Affairs, Senate Bill 284.
Senate Bill 284, an act relating to a sales tax for public safety.
Local Government and Elections, Senate Bill 285.
Senate Bill 285, an act relating to the regulation of certain business organizations.
Economic Development, Senate Bill 286.
Senate Bill 286, an act relating to the partition of property among heirs.
Senate Agricultural Food Production Outdoor Resources, Senate Bill 287.
Senate Bill 287, an act relating to a qualifying life event for a special enrollment period.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 288.
Senate Bill 288, an act relating to jury instructions for the offense of murder in the first degree.
Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 289.
Senate Bill 289, an act relating to financing for electrical corporations.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, Senate Bill 290.
Senate Bill 290, an act relating to commercial driver's licenses.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 291.
Senate Bill 291, an act relating to emergency communication services.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment. Senate Bill 292.
Senate Bill 292, an act relating to charter schools.
General laws.
Senator from the 23rd District, for what reason do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. With unanimous consent, I would like to move back to the order of introduction of special guest.
Hearing no objection, unanimous consent is granted to introduce a special guest in the Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I want to introduce Ms. Amy Gall and Ms. Kelly Grogan and a group of our young scouts and homeschoolers today from St. Charles County. And I want to make sure that I get everyone on the list. We have raise your hand, kids, when I call your name. We have Andrew, Caleb, Gabriella, Rachel, Jacob, there we go, John, Carter, and Caitlin. And Mr. President, I'd like to point out that young Gabriella had an excellent idea for some legislation that I think the body ought to consider that has to do with providing free candy to the citizens of Missouri, but preserving their right to choose which candy the government will provide them. So I expect to hear more on that particular subject, Mr.
Sounds
President.
Like a big government bill, Senator.
Well, we have to have standards. There's basic
principles
of government.
But it's a sweet one. It's a sweet one, I might add.
Well, Mr. President, if the chamber could help them feel welcome, I would be ever
appreciative. Let's welcome these fine young men and ladies to the Senate chamber today. Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned until 4 p.m. Monday, February 11th, 2019.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The aye appears to have it. The aye does have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned until 4 p.m. Monday, February 11, 2019 A.D.